the idea of a deeper listening, of course, speaks into the activity of spiritual senses. You know, so again, we have this idea of what's described as, you know, in a previous reading, the Eustachian tube kind of listening and being able to trust that deeper sense of things, right? This is such a challenging thing for any of us, I think, to move away from what appears to be the security of the outer sensory realm and trust more in a deeper spiritual kind of listening and have the outer serve the inner rather than the outer dominating, and so that the inner can't be heard. And I think one of the spiritual literacy skills that we're looking to in logopraxis is that ability to hear the voice within. And if we are able to practice it in this setting, then hopefully there can be some residue that we can carry of that into outer life, so that when things swarm in outer life, there is that ability to just sort of tap into a deeper voice. And it sort of also speaks to the idea of objective listening, which is tied to the idea of separating from person, place, time and space, and just hearing what's coming from outside that sensory realm.